nothing against Doug Peterson, but when he got the job, many speculated, I was one of them, that said, I hope he does well. I like the fact that he's an offensive guy in an increasingly offensive game. But he wasn't really the play caller in Kansas City, so he goes there his first year. He's 1-6 in one possession games. There's a game against Dallas where, you know, every coach has a bad Sunday. It was like Tomlin with the Steelers and the Jags. He had a bad Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys last year, 1-6 one possession games. And then all of a sudden, Carson Wentz explodes, and the kid's amazing. Are we absolutely sure that Doug Peterson's a great coach? Or can it be that Carson Wentz is filthy, Fletcher Cox is the best lineman in football, and that some of this is timing? A road-weary Atlanta came on the road. Minnesota won a miracle game and was flat. Isn't some of this Wentz, Fletcher, and timing?
There's always an excuse. Early on, I would say you were right. The formula was the Eagles played great defense and Carson Wentz made plays. Once Carson Wentz went down, it didn't look very good because Foles really didn't play well in the last two games against Oakland and against Dallas. But in the time that they've had to practice, and he hadn't had a lot of reps with the first team, he developed some kind of chemistry with their wide receivers. But the game plan and the coaching game plan on offense has been impeccable. They did exactly what they needed to do against Atlanta, which was the RPO, the run-pass option, short passes. Now, against the Vikings, they figured out, let's try to go long early. They missed the one pass, but then they kept going long, and this guy had the game of his life. Now, is he going to have the game of his life against the Patriots? Probably not. For us to expect Nick Foles to play the way he did Sunday would be ridiculous. But it's this defense that they've relied on all year long. It hasn't just been recently. It's been all year long that this defense has kept him in the game.